Back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. In studio, Dr. Eller, we are continuing our month-long celebration of assistant principals in the Sylacauga City School System. We've had two down. We've got two more to go, including today. And today we are honored with Mr. Anthony Jacks, or Coach Jacks, as he's affectionately known as to so many students. Yes. Talk to us about Coach Jacks and your relationship with him.
So when I first met him, he was a teacher at the high school, and I was so impressed, one, with classroom teaching and management, but it really stuck out to me. I'll tell about a
incident. I want to hear about the story,
I was making some moves between the middle school and the high school, and I had already observed Coach Jack's presence at the high school and his demeanor, and knew that I really needed his presence at middle school when I made those shifts. And so I asked if he was available to chat, and came in, and we were sitting in one of those study rooms in the library. And so I was going over my plan with him and hopefully convincing him to make the move to the middle school and why, you know, the move was important to me. And so there were two students that came into the library, and it looked like there might be the onset of
little scuffle.
And so, you know, we were talking, and Coach Jacks looked at me. He said, "Hold that thought, Dr. Eller. I'll be right back." And he got up in the middle of our conversation. I watched him, you know, because the study halls are glass, so you can observe exactly what was taking place. And he went over. He took care of the students, you know, broke them up a little bit, took care of business. And then he came back in and he said, "Okay, where were we?"
And you knew that moment.
I knew that moment.
You're like, this is the guy.
I knew that moment that God had called him to be an administrator in our district. I just needed God's help to convince him to get there.
What a story. Now, thinking back on that you've been in this position for 2 years, what are your thoughts on all of this? Because I know that's something special that you had forgotten, really, that was a pivotal moment there.
Yeah, thinking back on it now, I remember that situation a little bit. I really couldn't tell you who the students were or what the situation was exactly at this time, but I do remember having to stop in the middle of the meeting and head out and take care of that situation and then come back. So, you know, it's just kind of it's the first of many incidents that I've had to deal with in the last couple of years.
We're not saying that there's fights breaking rampant at Sylacauga, but no, I mean, as far as an administrative role, I mean, yeah, you have to be, you know, hands-on in certain situations.
That's
in
right.
terms of making sure that there's order and productivity, and of course, you know, education, you know, at the core. So tell us about yourself. Where did you come from? How did you get here? And what are you enjoying about the most about your job?
Well, sure. So I was born and raised in Sylacauga. So I'm from Sylacauga, was born right here in Coosa Valley Medical Center, and spent my whole life just about in this town.
Yeah.
Went to Alabama and got my degree there, and basically all but about 5 or 6 years I've lived here my entire life. And you know, now in second year as an assistant principal at Nichols Lawson, and I love being there. When Dr. Eller came to me about moving, you know, I was hesitant. I was comfortable at the high school. I liked my role at the high school. I enjoyed everything that was going on. And, you know, I told her, I said, I would do, you know, whatever you want me to do or need me to do, I'll do it. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I really don't want to go to the middle school. I
mean, sure.
You know, but once I got over there and, you know, I really feel like it's the best place to be. And I'm thrilled to be there. I love our faculty and our staff. They're amazing to work with. Everybody does, you know, what they're supposed to do. It's just a really tight-knit family there. And then, you know, being around the middle school kids, a lot of people are apprehensive with dealing with middle school kids, but I love that age, honestly. It's I feel like you can make a good impact there and kind of fill in some gaps and voids in a lot of those kids that, you know, they might be missing something or not getting something. And that's the part I like about it most has been, you know, I've always just tried to make a difference wherever I am. And mostly that's been in coaching. And you know, so, you know, jumping into the administrator role is something that was brand new to me. So I almost felt I was just very green and I didn't know what to do and that kind of thing. But being under Mr. Littleton, he mentored me and helped me so much. and was able to get a good perspective on things. And now under Mr. Barron, same thing. I mean, I've just worked for two outstanding administrators that I've been able to go to and bounce things off of and say, what do I need to do here? Or, you know, just get guidance and advice from. So this has been a really good 2 years for me to learn. And I've grown so much over the last 2 years that, you know, it's just, you look back 5 years ago and it's like, wow, you know, I've came a long way. So,
yeah. For sure. How important is it for you, Dr. Eller, to have the right people in the right place? Because obviously, as Coach Jackson was just saying, you know, he was a teacher before this, you know, right. And in the classroom. And, you know, you said, okay, I need an administrator role here to fill. So how important is it? I know maybe sometimes getting the person at hand out of their comfort zone and right. putting them into a place where you know that they're going to have potential for growth.
Well, what Coach Jacks failed to mention is he moved from teacher at high school to teacher at middle school first.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I needed him to get established in that yeah. environment with those coworkers,
right.
with those students before he moved into the administrator role. So, you know, a lot of times we get focused on our role, where we're at, and our idea of what mm-hmm. we think we should be doing. And a lot of times we don't have the vision to see the whole picture or what that looks like. And so, you know, I just so appreciate the fact that Coach Jacks was willing to make the initial move, because then it groomed him and helped him for his current role,
mm-hmm.
Where his skill set was needed. Not that he wasn't needed at the high school, he was, but there was sure. a greater need.
Right.
At the middle school building. And that's not always the case with everyone when you present different situations or scenarios. They might say, well, you know, that wasn't my ideal. I didn't think that, you know, I wanted yeah. to be here or be there. But when you look at the big picture, it's important that you utilize people's skill sets where their strengths are and where the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to come first and foremost, because our students – are first and foremost.
Yeah.
So when you look at needs in those buildings, that's where I try to place our folks.
Well, you've done an exceptional job with who you've put in place, and all of the administrators that we've talked to are happy to be in that role. I mean,
I'm glad
to
hear that.
All of them, I mean, all of them come in and they're like, I love what I do.
None of them said she made me do it.
No, none of them are saying that. And, you know, I think that's a testament to, you know, Coach Jacks. I mean, you're sitting here saying, hey, you know, you love what you do. It was a little bit out of your normalcy.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
so what motivates you when you go into work every day?
Well, I just try to, you know, focus on what my role is and how can I improve, you know, the environment. You know, my background more is logistics and just structure and things like that. And so, you know, I just every day I just try to make the lives of my teachers' jobs better, you know, and whatever that may be that they need. And that's kind of my main focus. And then working with the kids every day. You know, it's been a little bit different from the coaching vantage point. I guess, you know, when you're a coach, you're able to develop these rapport with students. And I'm used to doing that. In this role, a little bit different, but the same thing, just trying to develop a rapport with the kids and a relationship with them. And I think that's the most important thing that kids will remember. And frankly, the adults in the building, too, is the relationship that you'll create with them. And that's what they're really going to remember is how, you know, you made them feel on a day-to-day basis. And so that's just kind of what my mission is every day when I come to school, is just trying to make everybody else's life around me easier. And, you know, whatever that takes to do.
How are you, when it comes to, you know, being here in your hometown, how does that make you feel to know that you have an opportunity here where you went to school and now you're serving in a role impacting what could be another future you in 20 years?
Right. It's interesting, you know, I went to B.B. Comer's where I graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sylacauga was always the rival school.
Yeah, right,
you know?
Right.
So it was interesting when I first came to Sylacauga High School, I think in 2019, when I first put on the Cardinal shirt and with the S on the chest, I said, I don't know if Bobby Overton would approve of this. I joke with everybody. I said, man, I feel powerful when I put this S on. It's nice. It's amazing just to kind of be here, and you realize, I've made so many more inroads since we've been here with people that I maybe didn't know, it's your hometown. You want to see it be the absolute best that it can be. And, I just think I got a small part of that, and I'm going to try to do the very best I can, something you can be proud of.
And that's why you chose him to be assistant principal at Nichols Lawson.
Yes.
Incredible.
Well, there was no doubt. I mean, even, he assisted the whole year that he was in the gym, as a PE teacher at the middle school. And Mr. Littleton said, he wouldn't have survived without him in that, in that building. And so.
Well, I know he's an asset to everything that you do. And congratulations on your role and best of luck moving forward as you continue in that role for sure.
And we're fortunate too, his wife works for us as well.
That's right.
At Indian Valley.
Yes. Yes.
And so.
And remind me what she does.
She is speech/special education.
Yes.
And I will say that's probably the most grief that I've got from anybody in the building at Nichols Lawson, because I taught PE at Nichols Lawson, and she taught special education at Nichols Lawson. We were there together.
Uh-huh.
And then when I moved into the administrator role, she needed to move. So she was moved, and all the teachers, they said, well, I don't know about that.
They don't know if that was a fair trade.
Yeah, right. She is very good at what she does. And
that's awesome.
So
they love her at Indian Valley.
Oh, I'm sure. And what's most important is the kids love the teachers and the administrators. Yes. So, I mean, you've done an incredible job with who you've hired. And, what's great about this is that you're extending the opportunity for people to see school in action next week. Tell us about this. It's a school tour event, and it's only open for a limited amount of people.
Right.
Tell us about it.
So Friday, April 25th, our plan is to take a bus from central office for everyone that has signed up to attend, and we hope that we can accommodate everybody that signs up. And we want to show them really just a typical day, what happens in our classrooms. I think a lot of times people have perceptions of what instruction looks like, or even what our schools might look like. And we want to give them a little bit of taste of reality. Our hope is to target maybe some prospective families who are trying to figure out, where should my child go next year? We want them to see Sylacauga City Schools as the premier option for them. Mm-hmm. Two would be targeting a lot of our business industry, local business industry in the area, and maybe their human resource whoever that person might be, so that as they're bringing in new employees, they can talk about the schools, what's going on in the schools. And then third, our local realtors.
Mm-hmm.
As they're working hard to bring in new families in our areas with the homes that are for sale, that they can also be a good avenue to market what is taking place in our schools.
Well, I know it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to see that. Tell us how you can sign up and what we need to know.
So if you'll look on our Facebook page, there should be a link with an article that talks about the tour of schools. And on that link, we'll take you to a Google form that you can simply fill out, tell us who you are, some contact information, and you'll be placed on a list. And then our plan is to start at 9:00 sharp, Friday the 25th, meeting at Central Office right here on 43 North Broadway Avenue. And then we will tour all four buildings and then come back and be available to answer any questions, whether it be about enrollment or anything else that might take place, because we have kindergarten registration opening next week as well. And so, like I said, we wanted families, we could do a little open house at night, but I want to show people in action.
Yeah,
really,
absolutely.
Typical day, what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea to be able to have, there's no other better way to visualize it than to see it in action. I mean, so that's awesome. So you can check it all out. Find the Sylacauga City Schools Facebook page, or you can always go to scsboe.org if you're not on Facebook to get more information about that. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, we're excited.
And we've got one more
Two more. Yes, we've got two assistant principals at the high school.
We have five. That's right. Yes. And there are 5 weeks in April. Excuse me. I am losing my mind. But yes, we've got two more to feature, and we're looking forward to doing that here over the next 2 weeks. So it's going to be fun. But today was all about Coach Jax, and we appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, thank you.
Thank you.